Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Hey, Boomer Bunker Prime Time. I am one of your hosts, John Jamingo, and alongside me, the Duchess.
Good evening, everyone.
I gotta tell you, back in the day, I remember my dad used to say, "Why are you watching that boob tube? That thing's gonna make your brain rot." Yes. You know what that thing does? That box, that boob tube, that thing makes you stupid. You know something? My dad was wise beyond his years, because I'll be honest with you, the more of the boob tube you watch, the dumber you get.
Let me explain.
Because what the boob tube does is it allows you, or it coaxes you into a certain mindset or what to be upset about. Okay? And what I'm saying is boobs. What I'm saying is that boobs tube. Right now, we are supposed to be all upset about these kids in these schools because they're having all these camps, and they hate the Jews, right? They're all running around. Let's go kill some Jews! And we're supposed to be where? That's where we're supposed to be. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill Mike. Mike Moore from Real Barrel Full of Dicks.
Just keep talking. Stop.
He comes in at the beginning of the show to ruin the show.
He is not.
I think everything's clean and green here.
There we are.
It is you, Mike. How dare you interrupt my rant with your chat? How dare you interrupt my big giant rant with your shiny little chat? Who am I?
Hey, Mike.
I'm Eric Zane.
Thanks for joining in.
I was having a discussion in the waiting room this morning to get my ultrasound. Or not ultrasound. Where is it where they take the jelly, where you get the jelly belly, where they take that thing and they...
That's ultrasound.
No. Is that the ultrasound?
You have the goo on the wand and they rub it all over your belly.
They rub it all over your belly and they say, breathe in, hold it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real fun when you're pregnant and you have to pee.
Well, I've got the same belly as a pregnant woman. So
they press really hard. You're like, ugh.
So Mike is in here. Or he was messaging me that he is, and I don't even know how he's doing this. Somehow he's on some kind of site where prisoners can call into him. I forget what it's called. I think it's like, pedophiles call or... pedophiles be something or I don't know. It's some kind of prison thing.
It's nice. Okay.
It's not private anymore, Mike. It's because I'm going to talk about it. So anyhow, he does the Wheelbarrow Full of Dick show and he brings his co-host Travis in. I love the Wheelbarrow Full of Dick show.
I listen every week.
I like it. So he's bringing somebody in and he wants to know if he can bring Travis in. Can he bring the prisoner in and can they all talk and hear each other? Uh-huh. So we were chatting about that today while I was getting ready to get my jelly belly.
Your jelly belly.
Yeah. But she was really nice, though. She was very nice and very considerate. She wiped off all the jelly before I put my...
That is the weirdest feeling. It's just after she's like, smeared all over you. Like,
here you go. Thanks. Jeez, now I feel what a hooker feels like. Thanks. Not in the eyes. But anyhow.
just smear it all over you.
Just between my boobs.
Oh, my God.
aim for the tits. Mike's marking times off. Mike Pella producer.
Pella producer, correct.
So, yeah, so the boob tube is basically here, like, what was it, a month ago? It's the border. The border's the problem. We all got to be worried about the border. And before that, we all had to be worried about Biden and his son and their Chinese assets and the Russia because... Hunter Biden's running around picking up suitcases full of cash for the Bidens. They've got 20 shell companies off the coast, and the whole family's getting money, and we got to be outraged about that. And then,
Blink, blink, Stormy Daniels.
Right. No,
blink, blink. Yeah,
the president fucked a porn star. Okay. No one did anybody. Listen, Donald Trump is a pig when it comes to women. He cheated on his first wife with his second wife. He cheated on his second wife with his third wife. And he cheated on his third wife while she was pregnant with two other women. One was, actually, the other one was pretty hot, but I can't remember what her name is. And then Stormy Daniels. And then that bitch, he gave her, I forget how much money it was. She signed an NDA. What's wrong now?
It froze.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Karen McDougal. Thank you, Budvugger. Karen McDougal was the first one. Kind of hot. That's a big fucking tits. And she wasn't a porn star. She was actually respectable. And here's what the thing about Karen
McDougal. Oh, with big tits. Yeah.
Yeah, Karen McDougal thought that she was going to be Mrs. Trump number four. Not so much.
I don't know. How do you get past? I mean, once you have Melania, who's probably not a big conversationalist, but.
She's hot, but she's got that accent. The Donald. Oh, the Donald. The
she
Donald.
Speaks like five languages. I mean,
you know something. She is pretty intelligent. She's probably the smartest first lady we've ever had.
Who's smarter? I don't know about that.
Who's smarter? Who do you think?
I think Laura Bush might have been pretty smart. She was a teacher.
Oh my God,
Dr. Jill. I mean, she's a doctor.
Dr. Jill. Laura Bush. This is Laura Bush. She would just sit there and her head would shake. I think my medication.
Are you thinking Barbara Bush or Laura Bush?
Well, Barbara Bush was the. Barbara Bush looked like he.
Like his mom.
George Bush Sr.
Like George Sr.'s mom.
Yes. He looked like he was dating his mother. I couldn't believe how old she was.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so now we're back to, we need to be all upset about these campuses and these nitwits. These
there you go. Mike Obama, who fooled the nation into thinking he's a chick.
Listen, I didn't say.
Pretty savvy.
That's savvy, but I don't consider it intelligence. Mike had a very good plastic surgeon.
Yeah. Nancy Reagan thought AIDS was fake. And you just said no. That's all you had to do to drugs.
That's all. Just say no to drugs. At first, if you keep, that works until you take it. Then it doesn't work anymore. Just say no to tobacco. Just say no to alcohol. Just say no to drugs until you do it. And then, all hell breaks loose.
Then it's all fun.
Right. Just say no. Like I do to Ronnie every Friday night. No, Ronnie, you're not going to mount me like your horse.
And your Western pics. What are they used to call movies? The old.
I'm not putting on the chaps today, Ronnie. I'm not.
And the pictures.
Yes. Oh, now, Nancy.
Dino.
You know, I always get a stiffy on a Friday night.
Ugh. I had myself some jelly beans.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm ready to go.
See, Nancy would just say,
why are we talking about Ronald Reagan? God damn it.
Listen, this is how we do. This is what we do. We go off on tangents.
I was like 12. How do I remember shit about Ronald Reagan?
Yeah. Nancy, she was a good wife. If she didn't want to put out, what she did was she just sent him into town to get himself a hooker. And she didn't complain.
No.
Hillary Clinton would just kill a hooker. I can't believe that Monica Lewinsky's still alive. I really can't. That's amazing. As many people as the Clintons allegedly had suicide around them, that Monica Lewinsky's still alive.
She looks amazing, by the way.
She does. She's hotter now.
Fabulous. She's beautiful.
Yeah, but see,
the media
thing
is just brutal to her. Oh my goodness.
But can she get any? I would say that someday she should be able to find some guy to marry her. But she's
still
got that.
Isn't she married?
No.
Are you sure?
She's not married. No, she's single. I wonder if.
Good for her.
I wonder if Bill sent her over to the other side. I wonder if she's a member of the Lickalotopus Club. Just saying. I don't know. Because you never see her with a guy. Is she dating anyone?
And I'm looking for her right now.
Yeah, see? I think she's single.
Life after scandal.
She's single.
She made some money on books and stuff, but.
Yeah. I'm still, after all this time, she's still probably getting shit about the cigar and the Oval Office blowjobs and all that stuff. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything about
Budweiser said Hillary probably kept her alive. The muff dive.
Oh, I hope Monica's got more standards than that. I mean, there was a cigar involved, but Hillary? Ugh.
Here's a clip that's coming. I always get a stiffy on Friday night.
I'm curious.
Out of context.
Yeah.
I was listening to the Who's Right podcast today, and at the very end, they always have the Who's Right out of context clips, and they are pretty funny.
Oh, my God. They are terribly
funny. They are pretty funny. So,
which one did you want? Well,
oh my God, there's so many. There were so many in it. And it's usually Doug's. Doug's the worst. Doug has the worst out of context clips. He sounds so bad.
They are terrible.
Funny.
I saw one today with a bus. Like it's just funny when, and I like when they make each other laugh. Mm-hmm. Like they crack each other up because Doug will say something totally like way off base. And then Anthony laughs, repeats it. And then says something else, which makes Doug laugh. So then, and well, they got what, Cardiff Electric now is one of their, does the, you know, what happens next?
No, that's this Tom the Tree Man. Tom the Tree Man.
Is that Tom?
Yeah, I don't think Cardiff hasn't done that in a while. I don't know. You know what happens? As soon as
that
starts.
Sound like Tom. Yeah.
As soon as that starts, I hit the 30-second forward button. I never listen to it.
I like Tom. I love his voice.
I don't care. I listened last week. I don't need him. I don't need Tom to tell me what happened last week. I listened last week. All right. The fuck up. Get to the show. That's my quote.
He's another youngin, but he's got a great voice. So.
Now I don't think it's Tom the Tree Man from the Buffalo Love show. I don't think so. I don't know enough.
This is a kid.
I saw him on one of the.
He's young. He
really?
Looks like a kid.
He's got the deepest voice.
Yeah. Well, him and Mish. Matt's got a deep voice too. Like ridiculous. Anyway.
So, yeah. So anyhow, the boob tube. We're back to the boob tube. The boob tube, where now we're supposed to be all upset about all these students having these protests.
Right.
Now I don't know how you feel about this. Should they be allowed to have these protests on campus?
Well, I think a protest can be had, but the problem is it spills over into violence and aggression, and that's where I think it's not a protest any longer. You know, these kids are on their college campus, but again, they're threatening. They're threatening the Jewish students. They're threatening the Jewish professors. There's violence. One kid got stabbed in the eye. Like there was terrible things happening.
Well, first of all, yes, there was one girl that was stabbed in the eye by a Palestinian flagpole, but I think that was more of an accident. I don't think that was like, in other words, that was like where she had the flagpole up and then and she hit her in the eye. Oh, my eye. So it's not like that.
Well, either way, that parent's going to own a chunk of the school. So
right. But what they were doing is they're chanting. And I don't have the chanting in here.
Peaceful, yeah.
And where there one person says something and the whole group says, it's like when in first grade, when the teacher would teach you how to read, the big brown dog, the kids would go, the big brown dog, shit on the rug, shit on the rug.
Pretty much it, yeah.
Dad got mad, rubbed Spot's nose in the shit.
Oh, rubbed
Spot's
nose
in the shit. Right. Dad shot the dog.
That's the Jamingo house.
Right, exactly.
There was a cat. Oh, no.
But, I mean, so now they don't know what to do. So now they're sending the National Guard in. And this is the UCLA.
Like in the 60s.
UCLA. Yeah. They're fighting. And they're saying, oh, my God. It's
look how many kids there are. The drumming, the
right. Look at the
chanting.
Look at the sea of face masks. Look, there's
all these cowards.
Right. I'm sorry,
show
Doug.
Your face.
There is a sea of face masks. They're all of them have face masks, and they're saying this is white
COVID.
This is white supremacy. All right, I'm going to scroll back a little bit till we get to the cops.
Fucking kids.
Here's the cops.
There's like two dozen cops.
There's not a white face in there. They're all people. They're all police of color. We're going to send in the black ones. We don't want to be considered racist, so we're going to send them in. So they're fighting.
Would that be racist then? Let the black cops get the shit right. out of them.
And then, you know, here we got Texas, and Texas is...
No, Texas don't fuck around.
Right. Well, he's sitting there, and he sends in the state police and the National Guard.
Yeah.
Right, so they come in. And I got to be honest with you, I'm not for this. I really do believe there's everybody with the terrorist scarves on.
I fucking hate that.
Which, I to be honest with you, every time I see one, I think it's like a dish rag or like a tea towel. Things
I
you ride your
buy it for my key.
Yeah, something you would dry your dishes with. And I am a free speech absolutist. Like, in other words,
yes.
I say, if you want to go out there and sound stupid, by all means, go out and sound stupid. Who am I to stop right. you from sounding like a moron? The thing is that the kids are not educated in this.
Well,
and I played
the parroting. Yeah.
Yeah, I played a clip yesterday on the Domingo Rants.
My God, yeah, those kids.
And I've heard it on like 17 podcasts today, where she's sitting there and she's got the bull ring nose, like through the center of the nose, whatever that piercing is.
It's called the disappointing parent.
Yeah, the disappointed yeah. parent, right? Yeah. Nose ring, and she's there. Yeah. And she's like, "Oh, I don't know why are we here?" And then the friend goes, "Oh, I wish I was more educated." I'm like,
"You're in a fucking university. They teach shit."
Yeah, maybe what you should do is go in and look at everything that's going on, and go and study what's happening, and then come up with something. Don't just go.
I didn't see it on a TikTok, and it's not legit.
Right. Just because a bunch of kids are out there doing this, let's get involved with this. Yeah. Like, and I don't believe I have to go over this again. There was not a problem. There wasn't any Palestinians being killed by any Israelis on October 6th of 2023. Then something happened on October 7th, 2023. And that's where a bunch of Hamas fighters came across the border from the Gaza Strip and brutally murdered women, children, raped women and killed men at a music festival, and then took 211 hostages back with them into the tunnel towers under all the civilian population. All right. And Israel said, that's enough. We're not going to have these people come across here. You started this shit. All right. Now we're going to take over because we're going to eliminate this fucking scourge from the face of the earth. Hamas, we have to eliminate this. Okay. So this is what happened. So now are you telling me, because they're like, we are Hamas, we support Hamas. So you support the brutal
terrorists
killing
terrorists
of women yeah. and children, and raping of women, and taking hostages. That's what you support. Is that what you support?
Well,
really?
Because Palestine from the river to the sea, it's catchy, so they know they can sing that song. But the problem is they don't fully understand, like you said, the entire history of why and how it's been.
Well,
I understand. But what I'm saying to you is these kids don't know. And they're just parroting what they're being told by their professors and then other Islamic or whatever crazy groups they're part of. And they're getting all swept up. They don't know what they're chanting for. They don't know what it is. But they know they're going to fight the man because they don't like the Jews. I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
They hate the Jews. The Palestinians hate the Jews.
I understand that, but I'm talking about these dipshit kids that are wandering around from New York or whatever. They're going to.
They've got their Starbucks.
Schools.
They've got their Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Iced latte.
Chanting. Yeah.
Right. And they're walking around with their terrorist scarves on.
Entitled little shits.
With their masks on.
Well, if you're going to do that, then you better stand behind your fucking convictions and show your face.
Okay. So Bud Vugger says, this is an idea, but I want to change what he says. He says, send the drag queens to Palestine so they could do story hour. I think that would not be a good idea. And you know why? Because as soon as they got to Gaza, they'd be launched off a high building roof. Because that's what they do to drag queens over in Palestine or Gaza.
Well, they'll certainly stop chanting.
But what we can do is maybe we should send these drag queens into Colombia and USC and Harvard and all these other places.
I love that.
And we should have the drag queens actually preach the or teach these nitwits what happened and why there's a war there right now.
They're not teaching them. The drag queens would just be chanting them with them. Now they don't have the 5-year-olds. Now they got the 18-year-olds.
All right, well, follow.
We just follow along.
Listen,
you know?
We're going to say drag queens. This is what we're going to do. No. We're actually going to get you some people that you might be able to pervert and maybe, I don't know, that you can, I don't know, rub nasties, bump nasties with because it's legal. Not like the children that you were over there trying to coerce. And we can actually coerce people that are actually legal. So we're going to send you in there, but all you have to do is tell the actual history of what happened.
No, they're not going to do that.
Well, they may
Why
be.
Would they?
Well, they're,
Why?
They're basically perverts. And then maybe that they could bring some people over. No, the drag queens aren't perverted?
I don't think, okay. They just, I don't like, think all drag queens are perverts, but I think there are some perverts that are drag queens.
Okay, maybe I mistook. All right, not all drag queens are perverts, but all perverts are drag queens.
Okay.
No?
No. I don't think so at all. No.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't know any of them personally. I mean, there are a few.
You don't know a drag queen?
Personally?
Yeah.
No. Who would?
Okay. I'm just checking.
What do you think? I have the neighbor? I wouldn't mind. I don't care. But what is checkmate? There's no fucking checkmate, you dummy.
Kind of, sort of. All right. So,
there is no checkmate. What? Go. Then tell me what is checkmate. Checkmate.
I said that all perverts are drag queens.
Yeah, okay.
But they're not. No, there are some drag queens
pervert.
That are not.
Are you a drag queen?
I'm not a pervert. I'm a red-blooded American man.
Okay.
Why? Because I like women with big fucking tits. Absolutely.
The boobies. Yeah, okay. All right. Sure. All right. Whatever.
So now there's. So apparently now there's some backlash now because when you get identified as someone like this, they throw you out of school. And here's a. Ilhan's Omar's daughter. She's out with a sign now. We'll do anti-Semitism for food, which
she'd
is kinda,
do it for free,
right? Yeah. Well, she would do it for free.
She was doing it for free,
right?
Except, you know, for the ride to what, Columbia?
Right.
How much does that cost a year? Was it 60, 70 grand a year?
Right.
NYU is like 80, 90.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, 96,000 a year, right?
Yeah. My youngest, she's like, oh, I'm going to go to NYU. I'm like, well, unless they hand you a fucking scholarship,
right?
You're not going. I'm not.
Who doesn't want to have the Gaza camp? You must have the Gaza camp on your campus. This is the guys from the from Seinfeld. Who doesn't want to wear the ribbon? But you get stuff like this.
Yeah,
now, here's Hamas. They say, we will keep killing as many Jews as we possibly can until Israel is wiped off the map. And then there's a blue-haired college girl with a nose ring and her backpack with her little iPad saying, well, it's obviously they just want to live in peace.
Duh.
I've never seen more of a this will teach you exactly what is going on between Israel and Hamas. Mm-hmm. And this is just a cartoon where it has Israel is standing in front of a baby carriage, protecting the baby carriage, shooting at the Hamas soldier, where the Hamas soldier is a coward sitting behind the baby carriage.
Mm-hmm.
Where that, you know, so they're using the baby carriage as a shield so that they cannot be killed. Like cowards, which is basically what they are. What's this? Mike says, John was a prevert. He was preverting before all these drag queens co-opted it. I don't know what that means. It was a good try,
you
Mike.
You were the first
that.
One.
Yes.
Before the drag queens.
I was a prevert, not a pervert. Prevert.
Yes, you're the ahead of the perverts. So
me with my fat, lazy South Jersey tongue.
Yes.
So
well done, sir. Well done. Well read. Well done.
So I was listening to a gentleman on the Joe Rogan's podcast, and he explained it beautifully, that if we allow Gaza to come over, attack Israelis, and then immediately go and run back to Gaza again and hide in tunnels under populated areas, then we have taught them a perfect way and other terrorists a perfect way on how to fight, because what they do is they'll fight and they run behind the civilians, and then you can't, like, it's like when if you had a brother or sister, all right, and your sister punched you in the face and you went to retaliate and she ran behind mom Now you can't retire.
Mom, he's going to hit me. Yeah.
He's going to hit me, mom, mom. What are you doing? She just punched me in the face. Nah.
Don't hit your sister.
Right, don't hit your sister. You're bigger than her. Don't hit her. It's the same bullshit.
Yeah. It's so the concept is because the problem is you're fighting people who have no respect for human life or complete disregard for people that they feel are disposable, like women and children and other innocents, you know, so they have no problem standing behind them, shooting through them or whatever they got to do to push them in front because they know America. And for the most part, although I think Israel got hit up for some war crimes, which I thought was interesting, because they normally will not go after.
They won't go after
retaliate
civilians.
Because of the, right. the innocence.
They didn't civilians. For the longest time.
Well, all now right. they are.
So let's do a little history lesson for all you college kids out there that don't know shit from Shinola.
That aren't listening to us.
Right, that aren't listening to us. Maybe your parents will play this for you.
So, all right, kids, gather around. Uncle John's got something to say.
Yeah, Papa John's got a story for you. Papa John's going to tell you the story about Papa Israel Bear. And Gaza. Mm-hmm. All right, so Gaza is a strip of land that's about 10 miles to 15 miles wide and about 20 miles to 30 miles long. That's not that big of a spot. Israel is about the size of New Jersey. And the strip of Gaza is about from where I live down to where Delaware is, all right, and about 15 miles wide. And that's not a real big piece of land. In 2004, Israel said, here, you take this land. And in fact, what they did was there was a lot of Jewish people settled in that land. They took them all out of there, all the Jews. Come on, Jews, we got to go. We're going to give the Palestinians this strip of land. This landing strip on the pussy of Israel.
Oh my God.
This is yours.
Here you go, okay? Kids. Write that down.
Write that down. All right. And you know what? We're not even going to put dead Jews in there. We're digging up all the dead Jews.
Yeah.
And we're pulling them out. Now, they left them with a system that desalinated water. In other words, it took salt water and made it into fresh water.
Fresh. Mm-hmm.
And they had plenty of greenhouses there, which grew food. It was a nice little place, all right? So they gave it to them. And the Palestinians went in there. And the first thing that they did was they elected their government of Hamas. Hamas, as we find out now, is a terrorist group.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 2004... with all the money that we gave the Palestinians and aid and everything to get them on their feet, what did Hamas do? They dug 300 miles of tunnels under Hamas, under hospitals, under elementary schools. And what did they do? They stockpiled weapons in there. Well, you're like, well, okay, they have to defend themselves. All right, that's fine. But how did they get these weapons?
Why are we hiding them?
Well, there was a problem because Israel, they didn't have clean water because, I don't know. So Israel sent them miles and miles and miles of pipes that they could make and use to actually have running water, clean running water. And what did they do with that pipe? They took it and they machined them into rockets so they could shoot them into Israel. Israel then said, fuck this shit, and built a fucking fence all the way around Gaza to keep, because what the people from Gaza were doing, they were coming over with backpacks full of bombs, you know, and there were human bombs and they were going into bus stations and places
shopping,
that they were just
restaurants and
and blowing
malls.
Themselves up.
Yep. Yeah. Like what was it? Like once every couple of weeks they come in on the holidays.
Right.
Just now, hang on. Bud Bugger says this. So he says 20% of Israel is Arab. Do you think Palestine would allow a 20% Jewish population? No.
They would not.
Yeah.
They
There's
not.
A lot of Palestinians that were working and or living in Israel.
Yes.
Because it was a nice place to be.
And because there's not really a lot of work in Gaza because these Palestinians are like the N-words of the Arab nation. Just saying. All right. They were saying, okay, well, you know what we'll do? We'll let you come over and you can work in Israel. So about 50,000 Palestinians on a daily would come over, go into Israel, work a job, do whatever, and then go back into Gaza again. Now, the Egyptians, who knew what these Palestinians were like, their border was fucking closed. They would not let them
in. They don't let them in.
Not one Palestinian was allowed to cross the border. In fact, when this all shit popped off on October 7th, they went in and refortified their border so not one of them could get across.
We need them to work in Texas.
Yeah, we got to hire the Egyptians and let them start on our side.
Egyptians out here?
Exactly.
Make our borders a little stronger, perhaps.
Right. Buttfucker says Palestine needs a pipefitters union.
Yeah,
kind of, sort of. So now all this is happening. Meanwhile, every once in a while, you know, Gaza would shoot rockets into Israel. And then
for fun.
Yeah, just for fun.
Keep
just
on the
shoo over, kind of like fireworks.
Happy Thursday. Yeah.
All right. So once everything went down in October 7th, and these fucking barbarians, what they did, and they filmed it on GoPro cameras, and they sent it to show their parents, and they were so proud of themselves for killing all these Jews.
They got their phones too. Like a lot of the kids, they took their phones.
Right. There was an elderly woman, was a mother and a grandmother. They took her, they raped her and killed her, and live streamed it on her Facebook page. All right. These are fucking animals. Animals. They are vicious fucking animals and should be put down. All right. I'm sorry. When you can do that, when you could take a baby and slaughter a baby in a crib, you have no fucking soul. I don't care. You have no fucking soul. So then they all go back over into Gaza, and Israel's like, pff. Now Israel has an amazing army and air force and military, and they could have went in and made that landing strip of land into a bald beaver. They could have leveled every building and killed every fucking Palestinian in there. And not even sweat. They could have went in there and killed them all. They didn't. All right? They were trying to attack military targets. And where are they? Well, they're in hospitals. They're in elementary schools.
In homes. Yeah.
Right. All that. So they had to go in there. And they went in there. And right now, they're Israeli soldiers are in there. They were going house to house. And they're it's urban combat, which is the worst. They're losing a lot of soldiers over this. Mm-hmm. Now, here's another thing about the Hamas that you people love so much, from the river to the sea. These are the people that you are supporting. When the civilians, because Israel's such a horrible people and they want a genocide, they're like, okay, here's a path that civilians can go to get out of these cities that we're going to bomb. And what was Gaza, what was the Palestinian Hamas fighters doing? They were shooting the civilians who were trying to leave because they went on to stay there, because if they all left, there wouldn't be any more.
No protection.
No protection. And then they could come in and kill them all. So they were like shooting them to send them back. That's Hamas. They're the people you're supporting.
You can't leave. We're going to kill you and leave you here.
Right.
Yeah.
Duchess, she winces every time I say drops bald beaver or something. Yeah. Just trying to paint a picture here, ladies and gentlemen.
We all get it.
Add a little comedy to this shit sandwich that's going on.
There we go.
Meanwhile, this is why I'm not allowed on the TNA podcast, because I talk about shit like this.
Well, they're not political. They don't discuss politics.
That's fine. I don't have to be
filthy sex things and other funny stuff. But
I'm using these bald beaver and the landing strip of the pussy of Israel.
Did you just call them? So, you just summoned them.
Here they are. They're here. Just to, hi, Jason, in case any of the TNA podcast people come in, trying to, you know, some content for them also. This is what's going on now. And so these students, even though they are fucking morons,
they
should be allowed to go into the square and scream all this stupid shit that they know nothing about.
Well,
they should.
There's a lot of people that scream shit they don't know anything about.
Case in point, right here.
Well, I wasn't referring to you specifically, but
some people will.
Well, you seem to be somewhat... You can back it up a little bit, so I'm okay with that.
Did I know anything about Gaza? Did I know anything about Israel? Did I know anything about Palestine and all this shit? No. What did I do when all this shit started popping off?
Did you actually go back and look?
I went in and
read.
Excuse me. I went in and I watched some videos and I watched some documentaries and then I listened to people that were talking about this that were in the know.
They were talking about what happened.
Yes. And
the
I got
point
educated.
Is, you educated yourself.
I educated myself about the war that's going on over in Gaza.
That's right, you did.
Right,
and this is why.
Yeah. Right, and I'm a 62-year-old fat cripple who can barely walk. And
way to sell yourself there, John.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What about the civil war in Wakanda?
Don't even get him started on that.
Isn't that made up country that was in that movie?
Well, you say made up.
Well, that's true. I'm sorry. Black Paradise? Isn't that what Black Paradise was? Wakanda? Isn't that?
Wakanda is very pretty.
Yes.
With the big dome over it that no one sees anything. Yeah.
It's a story.
Yeah.
Like the Bible. Anyhow.
Made up?
Right. But I have a solution. Well, I don't have a solution. This guy has a solution, and I 100% agree with it. We want to exchange for each hostage, we'll give you 100 pro-Hamas U.S. students. It's good for Israel, it's good for U.S., and it's good for Hamas. Let's have some education for these students. And I believe that. They should round up every one of these pro-Hamas people and go over there and drop them, just fly them right in and drop them off in Gaza and say, here you go.
They can parachute them in like they parachuted at the music festival.
That's a beautiful idea. What they'll is they'll get
them
and they'll give them a paraglider and they'll just say, that way, and just give them enough gas to get over the fence. And let's see how they land.
These young ladies have a whole lot to say. And I'm like, well, it's a good thing you live in America where you can speak freely because you certainly wouldn't be over there.
Right. Budvogger says, good deal. Hamas needs more cannon fodder. Yeah. So then Israel, there's like, now, here's another thing, youngins. Where do you think Gaza got all their electricity and all their clean water from? Israel. Did they have to pay for it? They did not. They got free electricity and free water from them filthy Jews that they hate. Now, you would think that if, you know, filthy Jews were wanting to give these, you would say, no, I don't want free electricity and I don't want nothing from you filthy Jews. No, they took it all. They took it all and still hated them. And
then they began to resent them.
So. Resent them for giving them free electricity? You know what? I would love, please.
Possibly.
Hey, electric company. And water company. Let me resent you for giving me free electric and free water.
Please.
Please.
If I could just get my cell phone where I could be, I can resent them for the tune of almost $300 a month.
But these fucking morons are going to school for $97,000 a year.
It's ridiculous. I
swear to God, I had this thought today, and I am this fucking close. I am like 90% ready to do this. What I would like to do is start a civics podcast. And when I say start a civics podcast, when I was in eighth grade, we started having civics. And it taught you about the United States, and it taught you about the government. It taught you how the government works. And it taught you all that, okay? And the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence and, you know, the three branches of government and all this shit. And I wanted to start a podcast. You know how Doug and Anthony read the Bible?
Mr. Decaf says John's 23rd podcast.
Yeah, my 23rd podcast that I'm never going to start.
25th.
All right. I want to start a podcast that teaches morons in their high school students and college students. Right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't call you morons. You don't know any better. You don't know any better because you haven't been taught. All right.
Cool.
And I want to go and teach these kids civics. The shit that they weren't allowed to teach.
Mr. Domingo, I have a question.
Yeah,
fuck down. Shut up.
No. What? Okay, fine.
Right.
What I'll do is I'll have like a virtual eraser that I'll throw at them. Because that's what happened when I was in school. If you asked a stupid question, they would turn around and they would throw a fucking one of those felt erasers at you and try to hit you.
Matter so they wanted a teacher that said, there's no stupid questions. Like, right. That's a stupid question.
Matter of fact, I remember one time the teacher went to throw one at me, missed me, and hit the girl next to me in the face.
Oh, charming.
Yeah, she was a straight A student. She moved after that. She never sat next to me again.
Did you have like a circumference of like empty desks all around you, like you in the middle?
Believe it or not, I was like the class clown when I was in school.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
Always had too much to say.
Bud Bugger says, in Florida, we had a paddle. We never got hit in New Jersey.
Excuse me?
I went to public school.
Yeah.
You did not.
I went to Catholic school. They beat us with
rollers.
Did you
get hit in public school when you left? No.
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 I did not.
Yeah.
Yeah, drunk history with John. Yeah. Kind of, sort of. Yeah. I mean, how hard could it be? How hard could it be to do a civics podcast where you teach these kids about civics? All I'll do is I'll go find a 1978 civics fifth grade book, and I'll start with chapter one.
Just a chapter a week. You read it, discuss, done,
and go on. Yeah. How hard could it be? Might actually make a book. Who knows?
Well, I mean, the Bible works for Doug and Anthony.
Kind of,
like, let's read the Bible every week. Every week they read it. They had someone on this week talking and explaining some things, and then they moved on.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite is when Doug reads from the gay prostitute.
I find that fascinating.
I find it fascinating, too.
$600, that's a lot of money.
Hey, $900 to have a guy come on your butthole.
Yeah.
There wasn't even penetration. $900. Whatever. You know. I couldn't do it, though. I mean, $900 sounds good, but if I got to get naked and let another man come on my butthole.
Well, there's a price for that $900 in 2 hours.
Yeah, I know. I mean, listen, I get it, but I can't. I just couldn't. I'd be wiping my... Yeah. I'd be trying to clean myself off with $100
like
bills.
Like cleaning you today?
Yeah, like the tech.
Little wet wipe.
Trying to get the jelly off my bum. Anyhow.
Oh, God.
Just saying.
Oh, my God. That's just...
But you know who's getting pissed off about all this shit?
Jesus.
Gen X. The Gen Xers, for $20, Bud Vugger, it would cost you way more than $20. You better put...
John didn't even read it. He doesn't even want that clip.
You better put a lot of zeros behind that 20. You want to pee on my butthole. Sorry.
But anyhow, he didn't say that. He just said pee on you.
Oh. No.
I mean,
if
you're looking for a particular...
Do I look like a urinal? No. So Gen X is pissed. They've had enough.
We really have.
All right, so here you go.
I'm done.
This message is for my Gen X brothers and sisters. Looks like it's time for us to clean up this fucking shit show. After all, half of us went to prison, the other half went to the military, so we've got the necessary skills, not including the fact that we were raised by World War I and II and Korea and Vietnam veterans, so we're pretty familiar with guerrilla tactics, right? All we ever heard about at the dinner table was they shot Bobby, they shot JFK, they shot Martin Luther King Jr., and they shot Malcolm X. Well, we sure as shit know who the fuck they are now, don't we? You were raised feral for a reason. It's gonna take a feral generation to save this country, so come out from underneath that fucking desk. We saw that shit worked out in Red Dawn. It's our time to step up, folks. On the flip side, motherfuckers.
I like her.
Yep.
I love that. Love that. Every bit of that.
And she's not wrong.
No.
But then again, who raised these pussies? Gen X.
Not all of them. Not all of them.
I didn't say all of them. Who raised these pussies?
What I'm saying to you is, age-wise, my girls, I'm Gen X. My girls are out of college.
You're going to do this to me? No. You're going to sit there and tell me, okay, you did not raise these, but who raised these? All these Gen X, your daughters are not pussies.
Mm.
All right?
They have their
Who moments, raised but... these pussies? Gen X. Gen X. The Generation X raised these kids. They're their
Elder
kids.
Millennials as well.
Okay, millennials and Gen X's.
Which is where I was going before you fucking cut me off.
Well, you're saying no, not all of them. No, not all of them.
Okay.
Here we go. Not all pussies are raised, oh, wait, not all kids
yeah, let's go
are
there.
Pussies, but all pussies were raised by Gen Xers and millennials that are, well, millennials. How old are millennials now? Yeah, no. I don't think the math works out on millennials. Can millennials?
Yeah, it does. Millennials are like 80-year-olds. Well, I mean, if you were born in the 80s.
Millennials were born in the 80s?
Yeah, the old ones.
Hold on.
Oh, my
Alexa,
God.
Alexa, when is the millennial generation?
The birth dates of the millennial generation typically range from the early 1980s to the mid-1990s and early 2000s.
Thank you, Alexa.
All right, I was wrong. Okay.
I was wrong.
What did I do? What did I do? I went to find out if I was wrong. I was wrong. I apologize. I'll tell you, millennials and Gen Xers raised all these pussies. And some boomers that were late in life, that had kids late in life.
The whoopsies. I think that's what happens when you have the whoopsies.
I thought you said you don't get your period anymore. What's this?
Oh, shit. This one's slow. He's going to be out protesting.
Oh, no.
From the river to the sea. They do it because that's all they can remember. It's a nursery rhyme.
Yeah, they're sitting there chanting, one step forward, one step forward, one step forward. Yeah, the one person would yell it, and the crowd would all chant in unison.
It's is that the like creepiest. The hokey pokey? Shake it all about?
No. It's just the way. I wish I had that. I wish I had pulled that clip mm-hmm. where, and I was going to say I could insert it here, but I won't. I won't
but
go
you did.
Find it. If I'm not lazy, here's the clip. All right, I was lazy. There we go. So I can cut it out there. I'm just saying. It's just. All right, I got a story for you. This is a story where John ambushes Duchess.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Here we go. All right, so next time Uncle Buzz is over for dinner, your favorite astronaut.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I need you to ask him this.
He's not over for dinner.
Well, I know.
I met him once at a book signing.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're telling me when Buzz Aldrin stepped on the moon, he saw five extraterrestrial aircrafts.
When we landed on the moon, there was around that crater above where we landed, there were multiple ET craft that were just hovering there watching. Well, I think there were more than that.
That is true.
That's 100% true.
Have you seen the picture of them at the press conference when they got back? They, you can tell they're just like, yo, this, like...
We're freaked out. Yeah, my uncle was involved with that because he helped design the lunar module that carried them there. You know, that footage, highly classified. They say they've lost it. NASA, did you see that in the news not long ago? We lost the original footage from the moon landing. I mean, the most important event in the history of mankind. We just lost it. And, you know, my dog ate the homework.
So I need you.
Who is this?
This guy.
Some guy whose uncle did something?
Now, this guy worked in Area 51 in areas that they don't even, okay. they're not even, right. you don't even know
they're
about.
They're like men in black, right?
Yeah, he worked in there for decades, this guy. Right. And he was brought in to reverse engineer alien technology. Look at the eye rolls.
That doesn't exist. Okay.
So there's no such thing as aliens?
I don't know. I don't really care.
Oh, okay.
I would think there are because look at the fucking way our nation's acting. So, yeah. Maybe there are.
Our nation's acting which way because of aliens?
Well, look at the students.
So you're saying that the students are stupid
because
of aliens?
It's a joke. It's a fucking joke.
Okay,
really.
I'm just
God
trying
it,
to...
John, do you think I'm serious?
I don't know. I'm trying to get a...
Please.
I'm trying to get a hold of things. Trying to figure out what you're talking about.
I'll talk slower for you.
Is that what... You're going to talk slower?
Okay, for you.
All right.
For you, John.
So, all right. So now... I have to say that Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon because this gentleman says it's true.
Then it must have been happening.
Okay. Yeah. I believe now that Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon, but what we won't put. All right. So next time someone, and next time anybody sees Buzz, will you get a Bible out and please put him, ask him to swear that he never saw any aliens on the moon? Can you do that? they saw the Anunnaki? I don't know how to say it.
I don't either.
All right.
And I do, you know, Mr. Decaf says, I believe in aliens, but no idea in what fashion they exist, but I believe life is out there. The universe is rather large, so there's probably a good chance there's something else out
there.
Yeah,
the university is very large.
What did you say?
The university. You said the university is very large.
Did I say the university?
Yes, okay, you said university is very large.
Jesus. The universe is large. Oh, fuck you, Mumbles. Don't bust my balls. Seriously.
That's just trying to. I was on your side.
Oh, okay.
The university is very large.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my God.
Ever hear about the underwater bases? I have not heard about the underwater bases. Oh, no, Bloodfucker. You just sent me down another rabbit hole.
No.
Underwater
Sean's
going
to go educate himself now.
God, I got to.
He'll watch a podcast and be 100% like, it exists. Sea monsters live there.
I was listening to these two guys who supposedly worked at Area 51.
And his uncle did something somewhere.
That's right. And they were working at the underwater bases for years.
That's right.
Yeah, there was mermaids there and Aquaman. And they rode seahorses.
Why do you sound like Bill Burr? Rode seahorses.
And I'm over there.
Talk through sound waves.
And I'm over there. I'm over there with my tongue out with my pen and paper taking notes. Seahorses.
Sounds like he's right. I could see it happen. There's dolphins. I believe it.
Yeah. They could call fish.
They're smart.
Dolphins are smart. Why not?
Why not? Why not, indeed?
I believe it.
Oh my God! I can't.
No. Okay.
but it's a fun. That would be a fun podcast. You and Bloodfucker can do that one.
Bloodfucker don't want a podcast with me.
No, he loves his face.
Right.
He's gonna hide.
That's my 32nd podcast that I'm not gonna do.
Because you can do those late night infomercials.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could sell your book or like a DVD. Oh, he said he'd do it.
Oh, you would? Let's do
camera on?
Conspiracy theories with Jamingo and Bloodfucker. I'm down. Let's do it.
Please do it. That would be awesome.
I have this
one. I will subscribe.
I have this one video that it kind of made me laugh because basically it is the path of Taylor Swift's jet. You know, because of climate change and all the stuff we have to do about climate change and all. So.
Well, unless you own a jet.
So basically, now I think her home is in Nashville, right? But I think she also has a house in California.
She's got houses everywhere. Sure.
And she also has a house in a condo or something in New York City. So this is just her path of her private jet. And I know this is a video and you can't see this, and I apologize.
Oh,
but it starts off somewhere up like in Minnesota or somewhere, and that's where we see. And now it's going back and forth.
Oh, yeah. It's like a little kid shaking out. And it just scribbles everywhere.
It's back and forth, over to Kansas City, back and forth, down to Mexico. Now it's going to go down. And this is her private jet. Her private jet goes back and forth like we go back and forth to Walmart. I mean, just the amount, and just think about how much that costs. But then she's like almost a Brazilianaire right now, isn't she?
She's got so much money.
It is crazy. Mike says it looks like a spider building a web. It does look a spider building a web. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. And now they're trying to say that Taylor Swift is satanic and. I don't believe it. Yeah. I really don't. I don't believe that she's satanic. No. I don't know that. I'm just not 100% sure.
I think that's a bit much. I mean, come on.
All right. Now listen.
People just want to take down anybody that's famous and rich and stuff like that.
I looked and checked in the mailbox and I didn't get any message from Devin this week. And I apologize. I don't know what's going on with Devin. I don't know if there's things going on. I'm still cleaning up shit with O.J. Simpson, I don't know, or maybe him and O.J. are doing something, and we.
I like him hanging out in that company.
But I would like to introduce a new segment since Bob is dead.
Oh no!
This is Bob in Hell.
Oh no!
Oh my God! Hey guys, Bob here. I heard something about me the other day. Apparently I'm dead. I was more surprised than Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense when I heard the news. I hoped for the best, but ended up in hell. I don't know how an alcohol sponge like Devin can get into heaven and I can't, but whatever. It's actually not too bad down here. Lots of partying, free heat, sex, drugs, etc. I even made friends with Hitler. He runs a little bakery down here. The guy can't cook worth a shit, though. He's still burning everything. Old habits don't die, I guess. Well, anyways, I need to get back to the mosh pit, so I will talk to you guys later. Peace out from hell.
The snort gets me every time.
Get back to the snort. Hold on.
Etc. I even made friends with Hitler. He runs a little bakery down here. The guy can't cook worth a shit, though. He's still burning everything.
I love it.
So,
R.I.P. Bob. We miss you.
Yeah, we miss
Bob.
Oh,
God, Bud Booger. Hitler's Bake Shop. Mind Cakes.
Mind Cakes.
Now, was that AI Bob or Bob Bob?
That was AI Bob.
God damn it.
I know, crazy, right?
That's fucking spooky.
So I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's just bizarre how much it sounds like him.
Bob was trying to sabotage the show today.
Sabotage.
Because he dropped a story in our private Discord thing we have. Yeah. And he's like, here's a great thing about transgender. And you should listen to it. It's a podcast. Now, the podcast is called the Dark Horse Podcast, and it's with Brett Weinstein and his wife, Heather Heying, H-E-Y-I-N-G.
Okay.
And I've tried to listen to these people before. They're very intelligent, all right? But this podcast is like it's like so dry. It's like unbuttered toast. It's so dry. So what I figured I would do.
It's tough when you get two very smart people. Sometimes it's like it doesn't.
So I figured maybe.
Translate.
So this is probably a fascinating conversation with two intellectuals about women, about trans women going into women's sports. So here they are. And let's just play a little bit of it, because let's get to jokes. God damn it, John, you're clicking the wrong thing.
Yeah, play.
Science says. We're going to play Science Says.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. I feel prepared.
Now, science says male athletes cosplaying as females have no advantage when competing against actual women. That's some new research. Okay. Published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, an article called Strength, Power, and Aerobic Capacity of Transgender Athletes, a Cross-Sectional Study.
All right.
Okay. It was in part funded by the Olympic Committee. Because they really want to know, and they want to make things fair. They're into sports, I hear, and they would.
I hear. They're
oh into God. Okay.
Could you do this, Duchess? Because everybody says you have a NPR voice.
Well, I believe I probably could have discussion on this subject. It's so how just would you rather dry? I'm not sure. I feel like her opinion towards trans women is already set in stone, and it doesn't matter what the study says.
Well. Duchess, I'm going to say, what would make you say that? Do you have any kind of empirical evidence or period evidence that would back that up?
No, just looking at her. Ha ha ha.
I get it.
Chuckle. Yeah. I.
You know how I love it when you do sarcasm. But again, I would just say that as much as we want to say that women in sports are being taken over by these pecker-having men that think they're women. Actually, this is more entertaining than their show. I'm going to scrub ahead a little bit here.
Please, Jesus.
Science says research are that trans women, that is men, athletes, compared to actual women athletes, have equal testosterone, higher estrogen, because they're supplementing with estrogen, higher absolute hand grip strength. Okay, fine.
They can really grab. Like, I love it when a trans woman grabs my breasts. It makes my nipples hard.
It's stronger than my husband.
Fine. Lower forced expiratory volume. Lower relative jump height.
That was shocking. I wasn't ready for that. I didn't think that was going to happen. You mean they can't jump high? I guess there wasn't black trans women in there. Must be all white.
Oh, my God. Just keep playing this nonsense.
I know, I'm not going to play any more of it, but I was just saying, this is what Bob said. He goes, this is, you know, if you want a fascinating discussion, I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play this tonight. So Bob,
That's exactly what we were talking about, yeah. Mike. Sabotage.
Sabotage.
That Bob was out to get us and sent us this segment. That, you know what? It was very much, and I told you, like the NPR SNL skits where they talk very quietly and they modulate their voice and they just breathe into the microphone. It's
poetic pauses.
Yes.
So the thing with Shatner was he was doing a voiceover and he was sitting there and he's like, yes. And so that this was a sabotage. And then the producer comes on and goes,
William, that's not sabotage. It's sabotage.
Don't tell me how to talk. You sicken me. So then he said so mad. He said sabotage through the whole thing.
I think he said it on Star Trek.
Was it? I'm not 100% sure.
Episode. I'm going to look after this.
Okay.
If I find it, I'll drop it in Discord. Because I honestly think that's what it was.
Right.
Yeah, it's, and every time I hear sabotage, I think sabotage, and I always think of William Shatner. So like those words are married together for me. They just go hand in hand. So at any time someone says sabotage, I go sabotage. In my head,
I can't hear sabotage.
It's so drilled in.
Without doing sabotage.
Yeah, I know. And Shatner had his own way of speaking. Like it was just that whole attention suck for effect.
Right.
You know, like it was that, and I know they hated him on Star Trek for it because he sucked up all the time.
Right.
Doing that.
Well, did you ever hear him do Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
Oh my God. So bad. Any singing Shatner.
I can't sing. Horrific. So what I will do is I will recite the lyrics like poems. And he had the cigarette.
It's like, what kind of poetry was that? Like slam poetry from like the 60s?
It wasn't slam. Just so it was more like a, it was more like this lady right here.
Yeah, it's just the her
this is,
manner
this is
of speaking.
Her. Yeah, this,
he did Rocket Man. It was Rocket Man.
Rocket Man.
Oh my God, so bad.
Surprising. And lower relative VO2 max. That's the maximum rate of oxygen that your body can use during exercise. VO2 max. These results seem surprising, do they not?
They do.
They do. Okay, so the method.
Sorry. It's like William. Like
I almost want to hear the rest of what the hell she's saying. So does she? Is she pro trans women or
no, she's anti-trans women.
First of all. Okay, well, actually, I thought it would be the other way around because I judged.
I clipped two minutes and 41 seconds. Uh-huh. And somebody that actually knew how to broadcast would do what she did in 2 hours and 41 seconds in about 35 seconds. And it's just that long, drawn-out, it's like, get to the fucking point!
Well, she would say something and then turn and look at her husband.
Yeah.
For effect. And then... And she'd like make her point. Oh, that's interesting.
And you know, it's like she's got a stiff neck.
It's not.
Like she doesn't turn her head like this. She goes and turns her whole body towards him.
Yes. Like judging, like, you will answer me. And
yes.
Like, and he's just, yes, dear. Like almost like, oh, that's nice. Like he barely spoke at all during that.
But, well, speaking about crazies, are we speaking about crazies? No, I'm just doing
a trend. Let's just.
All right. So here's Alec Ball when he's in trying to get a cup of coffee.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And apparently, this woman wants him to repeat after her.
Alec, can you please stay free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec?
Now, here comes one of the workers out from behind the counter saying, can you stop? Can you stop? Because he'll
please,
take a chair.
Jesus, stop, yeah.
He'll take a chair and he'll hit a bitch. All right. So you better shut up and get the fuck
he's
out.
He's equal
of
opportunity. He won't hit anybody.
Yeah, he's on the phone. I don't know if you've watched videos of him, but he'll punch him. He'll punch his dumb motherfucker.
Oh, my God, Louise.
Louise said Baldwin should have shot her.
You know what? I got to tell you, I don't always agree with Alec Baldwin, but I actually felt bad for him, just like a teeny bit.
Right.
Go ahead, keep playing this. It's great. It's great to hear it. Like,
yeah. All of a sudden, Alan puts the phone down and Alex puts the phone down and goes. Oh. There we go.
Just shot her with his phone.
Ah,
the new phone gun.
Ah,
yeah.
Alex Baldwin just shot me. So.
Alec, no jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone.
Did you see that look? He's like, I'm telling you what, if you didn't have that camera on here, I would knock every teeth out of you.
Punch your face right off
I would punch your face out. In, not out. In. All right, so who is this? Do you know who this is?
I've heard of her now, I did not know who she was.
Her name is Crackhead Barney.
Woo! Now,
Crackhead Barney, she is a YouTube performance artist. And she's so she's sunk her teeth into something, and she's going to take it home. So here we have Crackhead Barney. She's out in the she's now out of the park. Right? Yeah. She's got one crutch, her hands in a cast. She's got a Jew collar on. I mean, I'm sorry, a neck brace. And she's in whiteface. This is a black woman.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay.
And now here she's out here. And so she's still, she's taking this.
She looks like she's in her underwear.
And she's got a diaper on.
Alec Baldwin, you motherfucker. This is what you did to me. You thought my phone was a gun prop. He tried to shoot bullets from my phone. Alec, you're here for me. You're here for my lawyer, Alec. Oh, they busted white bitches up in the streets. Oh.
Now, she's got some kind of noxema on her face. She's trying to have white face. Mr. Decaf says, naked cowboy sure went downhill.
Yeah.
So then,
the naked cowboy was enjoyable to look
at. What would you do with this? What you would do with this is you would take and you would put her on Piers Morgan's show. So here she is on Piers Morgan's show. And she's got the white makeup on. She's got the wig and the glasses and the crutch.
Those are two worlds I would never think would be put together.
This time, like she's lifted up her shirt, and she's got the noxema on her boobies with some white tape.
Well, welcome to Uncensored.
Hey, hey, Pierce! I've been waiting for you, Pierce!
Now, she's got her boobies out. She's got pasties on.
Fucking Morgan! Okay. I wore my diaper today for you, Pierce. Do you like it?
Not particularly, no. Do you want to sit down?
Now, this would never go on American TV because you're not allowed to show boobs on American TV. But
well, I mean, technically, the nips are covered.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, you know, I've seen a lot on TV.
She's like, got a stringless bikini top on because there's no strings. It's just nips covered. Covered nips.
And they're not looking great either.
Can you bring me to Buckingham Palace? I would like to meet the Queen.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'd really like to meet the Queen.
I don't think the... Well, the Queen, if you mean Queen Camilla, she is probably tied up with royal engagements at the moment. If you meant the Queen who died...
Well, get me in, Pierce! Yeah. Get me fucking in, Pierce! I want it!
Okay.
So I hate interviews like this. They're just so stupid.
She's just a troll. She's just a troll doing troll shit. So, yeah, Budvugger says she's a performance artist. She's stretching out that 15 minutes. I can't believe Pierce Morgan actually put her on. Like, I don't know. Because she never shuts up. She just keeps talking over you.
She just screams.
Yeah, she's just screaming. She's like, she's kind of like a more coherent Crackhead Bob. If you've ever heard from the Howard Stern show. I miss Crackhead Bob. I certainly do. But, yeah, I figured that we would get into Barney.
Why does she call herself Crackhead Barney?
Maybe she's transitioning. Maybe she's transitioning
to
from
a dinosaur,
Barbara to a Barney. Maybe she's going to have her boobies, her white boobies cut off, her woobies cut off.
That's just all a mess,
right? Take some testosterone. So then I saw another video, which I thought maybe we could discuss. And I think that these gentlemen here are actually talking about Crackhead Barney. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe we could discuss.
Okay.
All right. So these two guys are twins, and they are conservative. They're called the Hodge twins. And they have their own show. And they're talking about one of their favorite black philosophers. So here we go.
I'm about to show y'all a video for my black philosopher. He's going to go down in history with the other great philosophers. This is what this black man has to say about black people and niggas.
This point in my life, I don't want to live where niggas live. I don't want my kids playing where niggas play. I don't want them going to school where niggas go to school. And I damn sure don't want to go have fun anywhere near where niggas go to have fun.
All right, so I have a question for you, Duchess.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying the word
I know what the word is. Okay.
Okay. Please. But in where the words are coming across the screen, the transcript, they have it. They have N asterisk 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 Z. Okay, so you're not allowed to spell it, but they can say it. Thoughts? You're uncomfortable. I can tell you're uncomfortable.
I'm so uncomfortable with this. I don't.
So maybe we could talk about why are you so uncomfortable? Are you uncomfortable?
I just don't like that word. I understand.
They should not use the word? You don't think they should use the word?
I don't care for that word. Okay. I don't like when people use it, period. I don't care who they are, in any form, with an A, with a Z. I don't like it. I don't think it's ever meant as a pleasant reference. That's the whole thing. So...
But it's used in rap music and black culture all the time.
I don't listen to rap music, and I don't really know much about black culture other than just what I hear from other podcasts or I see on TV.
Fan of Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, but I don't live their lives. I listen to them. I don't like that. I still don't like that word.
So when they use that word in their comedy skits, do you cringe and roll?
Yes.
You do?
Okay. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
All right. So this gentleman here, the black philosopher, he doesn't want to raise his kids around N-words, and he doesn't want to live around N-words, and he doesn't want to go anywhere where on vacation where anywhere.
Notice, I'm using the word niggas and not black people. Believe it or not, there's a difference.
I think everybody knows this. They just don't say it. Even black.
See, people don't say it. I think maybe we should discuss.
People know this. Okay. You see a black man sagging, he's considered.
If you see a black man sagging, which means his pants are down around below his butt cheeks.
Nigga.
Okay.
The way you talk, you can distinguish between a nigga and a black.
The first picture is of a rapper and the second one is of Urkel. So Urkel's a black.
Okay.
This is the year 2024. If you steal a nigga, man, you're not ignorant. You lack capacity. If you drive your car like this, you leaning back like this, you can hear your music three blocks down the road. Stay away from that man. He's a full-blown nigga. They make it hard for us good black folk. They think we're all the same.
Yeah, we not.
I'm a good American. I'm a patriot. 50% of the violent crime in this country is committed by 6% of the population. Take a wild guess who that is.
Duchess? You want to take a guess? Let's find out in the chat. Does the chat want to take a guess of what 6% of the population causes 50% of the crime? Anyone? We'll see what happens. See anybody there? Nobody in the chat.
Crickets
in the chat. The chat doesn't know. All right, well, let's find out what part of the 6% of the population, who is the 6% of the population that commits 50% of the crime? Gentlemen?
Niggas. You guessed it right. Niggas.
Okay.
All right. So people will say, John, why do you have to have that kind of stuff on your podcast? Well, first of all, I'm not afraid of the word. I'm not using the word. They're using the word. Dean goes, up yours. And so basically, what would you consider Crackhead Barney? Is she a black person or is she a... I don't mean the person. I mean the character.
Oh, I don't like that. That you're trying to paint me into a corner.
Yes, I am.
I'm tap dancing my way out of that. I don't like it. I think that you have people that are clearly tasteless and not classy or just poor behavior. There might just be bad people.
Okay.
I don't know how you always need to feature a color into it, but some people just do shit things. Some people are just fucking awful.
Well, we have the same problem with the Caucasian race, right? We have people that live, and what do we call them?
Trashy.
And white trash, right?
Yeah.
We say white trash.
They don't have to be white trash. They could just be trash.
Well, they're white and they're trashy, which makes them white trash.
So, but if you're going to use that same type of language, those two gentlemen didn't say they were black trash.
No, they consolidated in. They're using that word. They don't have to say
different language. Right. I don't prefer to use that language.
Right. You just, right.
I don't like anybody using it. It bothers me. And I have the pass. No, you don't.
No, you don't have the pass.
That's a whole nother, that is a discussion you and I have had several times.
Yes, I know. I got in trouble because I put the IE. Wait a minute.
Yes.
The GG between the I and the E.
Well, and it caused friction between some relationships that you have.
Right.
So.
Fuck them.
Well, I disagree with that.
It's fine. I mean, you can't if you can't have a discussion like an adult, then sorry. We're not kids anymore. We can have a discussion. And I didn't even say it. All I said was, I don't want to get into it. But anyhow.
Well,
I spelled it out because that's what I was hearing 50,000 times between 10 or 15 songs.
I mean, I do disagree with the way it was you were responded to on that.
I will say that. Listen.
Well, but I think
they're allowed.
I understand your context in it.
Right.
And I think you explained yourself, but sometimes
so
people are unhappy with that. But
that's what I say. Joke them if they can't take a fuck. I'm not apologizing for for stupidity. When someone's listening to music and within 10 songs, it's you hear the word so much, it's like a punch, you know? And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
But that's
that's a word that's used quite heavily in rap culture. But I'm not a particular rap fan. Just because I just never got into it, but I even hate hearing it in songs, and it's not like I'm singing along. So I'm like,
it's black privilege.
Well, so be it.
Yeah, it's why black comedians are funnier because they can use the word.
Well, I don't think that's what makes them funnier.
It does. You can tell a joke one way, and then you can tell a joke and use that word, makes it 10 times funnier.
I'll
die on that hill.
Okay. R.I.P. John. I disagree, but
all right, I understand. I understand. You can definitely disagree. All right.
Nice try, Luis.
What did Luis say?
I don't know. Go try it. I'm not a fan of the word, so
I would not recommend.
Please don't be
it.
Near me when you do, because I don't.
Well, there are some. There are some that can use that word. It depends. Like another. So here's the deal. The reason that the reason that black people could say that word and get away with it is because if a white person uses that word, then the black people will commit violence on the white person, and they get away with it. Like in other words, you use that word, that gives us the okay to beat the living shit out of you.
Well,
I disagree there.
The two wrongs definitely do not make a right.
Well, that's what happened.
But if there's a white person who walks up to a black person and just calls them that. You're going to get a beaten.
Forget about that.
That's on you. You don't.
Let's just say.
Don't pee on the third rail, stupid. But, you know, if you want to get your ass beat, go ahead and insult somebody to their face.
Let's say that a fine young white gentleman is walking down the road and he's got his earbuds in and he's listening to some urban music. And as he's listening to urban, he gets swept up in the moment and he's singing along. Oh. And as he's walking past a few black guys, he uses that word that we're talking about. They're not going to take too kindly, and they're going to beat the shit out of him. And he didn't call him, man. He just used the word. And then they got away with it. Now, let me just say this to you.
All right, we're going to what if all of this situation.
No, I'm just saying that if fat people, every time you called a person fat and used the word fat, we pulled out a gun and shot you, and we got away with it, they're like, well, what happened? Well, he called me fat. Oh, he called you fat and you shot him? Oh, okay, no problem. There would be no more fat shaming. I'll tell you that right now.
You take two or 20 of them out.
Yeah,
stop.
That's right. Well, what happened? Well, he called me a fat slob, and I pulled out a gun and I shot him. And then
there's still acceptable classes and levels to insult, and it's men, it's white men,
right.
And fat people.
Right. He should have not. He should have.
I
known.
Think Italians too. I think they.
He should have known not to call you fat. So I guess that's on him. All right, take that body away. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Grab
have a
heels.
Nice day. It's okay.
Pull him away.
That's all. All right. Fine. Well, what happened? Well, he called me a fat slob, and I took a pipe out and I bashed his head in.
I pushed the Doritos off my lap, got my gun, and shot him.
I shook the crumbs off my shirt, got up, and I hit him in the head with a lead pipe.
Oh my God.
Oh well.
Yeah, that's all good.
What can a fatty? Oh, what can a person of your size do?
Oh, person of size.
Oh, person of size. What'd you call me? No, I mean, listen. But you know what? We can't have another F word. Because we got the F word for fuck, we got the F word for faggot, and then we'd have the F word for fat. Can't have that. I can say faggot. They're not going to beat the shit out of me, right?
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Come on, Prancer. Come on, Prancer. Let's go.
Come on, buddy.
I kid. Buddy. These are jokes. These are jokes. Stop it.
We'll need another disclaimer. Actually, I sent you the new disclaimer.
Yeah, you did. I'll have to put that in there. All right. You can't have, and I say this because people get upset. You can't even have like bump. You got to watch what you put on your car. You can't have bumper stickers on your car. Like, you know, have Trump 2024, you know, or you have to, the one I love best is there's a guy that put a Trump 2024 sign on his lawn and he ran a cord out there in the grass and he electrified the sign. So if anybody came
what
up,
a great idea, though.
Anybody that came up and grabbed the sign, they got electrocuted. So you see this guy walking down. He was a fatty. He was a Democrat. And he's walking down, and you could see him. He looks over, he sees the sign. So he goes running up on a lawn, and he grabs the sign. And when he grabs the sign, he gets fucking belted. And you can see him. He's like, and he's like falling. Oh. And now he's mad, and he wants to go over and grab the sign again, but he can't because he knows he's going to get shocked again.
He should have like had the area wet around where the sign was.
He probably did.
Once he let it go, that's your probably wet afterwards.
And the thing is, the best way to do it, if the guy was smart, I don't think there's no way he could use 110. And if you put 110 on wet grass, you'd kill the guy. Because it'd go right through his heart. But so it was probably more of like a low voltage where it was like it really stung him.
Hooked up to like a little battery.
Yeah. Somewhere it belted him. Because, well, I'm going to get in the weeds here. Like a car, you know, the distributor and the electric, well, I don't know about now, but back in the day it was like 40,000 volts, but very low amperage. So you could take, and if you would get, like sometimes you would go to pull a spark plug. If you had a test for a dead cylinder, what you'd do is you'd pull a spark plug wire off, and if the car started to run better, you knew that you had the right one. If it ran rougher, you know you didn't have the right one. So
correct.
My dad used to do it all the time. So one day I'm like, oh, okay, I grabbed it and I pulled it. And when I did, it shocked me. I was like, motherfucker, goddamn. My dad goes, what? I go, goddamn. He goes, oh, yeah, that doesn't hurt. I'm like, doesn't hurt.
You have to work your way into it. Like callous yourself up.
I'm telling you, it felt like somebody cracked me in the back of the head with a hockey stick. It hurt.
Yeah. So, Paul used to have the girls lick the batteries. It's like,
well,
that
doesn't
good.
Hurt.
Well, if you're not expecting it and you're six.
Oh, okay.
They were young.
You think that's bad?
Do it when they're old.
Try to get a plug out of an outlet with a butter knife. That's a shocker. That's a shocker.
See if you can do that without getting zapped.
Oh, my sister did it one time. She's in there. She's trying to get a plug out. She got a butter knife, went in there. All of a sudden, you heard the lights went out in the house. And next thing you know, she comes rolling out. She's got a black line up her arm.
Half her hair singed off.
Right.
Well, that's why when we were kids, you had to have a very steady hand, which is where Operation, when you played that game Operation, came in handy. That taught us complete life skills. There was no trust in anything because basically it's a battery hooked up to metal and you just go grab this, and if you fucked up, you know, it didn't really zap you, but it scared the shit out of you.
You would jump scare.
Yeah. All that and Perfection, those kind of games you've got.
I say all that to say this.
Yes. Oh, now we ding. Okay.
Oh, I got yelled at last time I didn't ding. So here's a gentleman.
Yeah.
He was at I don't know where he was at, somewhere in a parking lot. Mm-hmm. And as he walked up to past the car, he saw that they had a Let's Go Brandon bumper sticker on the back.
Ugh. Okay.
So the police are here to question him. Whoops.
Yep.
Here we go.
Being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you before any questioning. If you
all right, he's getting his rights read to him. All right, so this
because
is where
he has a sticker on the back of his vehicle.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He was at the store.
Okay.
And the car he walked past had a Let's Go Brandon sticker on the back of his car. Let's Go Brandon. That's all it said. Not fuck Joe Biden. Let's Go Brandon.
Wish.
Okay.
You can decide at any time to exercise these rights and not answer any questions or make any statements. Do you understand each of the rights I've explained to you?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Have you asked any law enforcement officer to speak to an attorney?
No.
Okay. Having these rights in mind, do you wish to talk to us now?
Yeah.
Okay. So anything you don't want to answer, you don't have to. Okay. So I'm going to show you a video real quick, and I'm just going to see if it jogs your memory about what happened in Winn-Dixie on Sunday.
I was at Winn-Dixie to pick up some coffee and key lime pie.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember what you did when you walked out of Winn-Dixie? To the green Toyota Tundra. It was not raining.
Okay. I don't recall. Yeah. I thought it was raining, but.
Okay. The green Toyota Tundra pickup truck that you walked up to. You don't remember what you did?
Right now. He knows exactly why the cop is there.
God damn it, yeah.
He's like Eric Zane when he realized it after he berated the audience for a minute and a half that I was clipping this.
The light is dawning.
Yeah, right now
I'm just
like,
looking at, I know only the folks watching live can see this, but this video, it's from the cop's body cam. And the gentleman's standing there kind of like, but his wife, man, she's got arms folded.
She doesn't.
Like hip kicked out. She's like, what the fuck
What is going on here? Because I'm sure he did not tell her. What he did at the Winn-Dixie.
Oh, here you go. And let's just read this.
At this moment, he knew he fucked up.
I walked by a truck,
Okay. What did you do to it?
I scratched it.
Why? Was it the bumper sticker? Because when they've got a ton of security footage there, man.
Okay, so.
So I see you walking behind it and you look over at it and she's got a sticker that says, let's go Brandon or something.
Yeah. I guess it infuriated me.
Okay.
It infuriated him.
Okay, well, welcome to the world.
So he keyed the car. He keyed the car on both sides.
What a dick.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Notice the wife. The wife dropped her head in shame.
My idiot husband. This is the moron I'm married to.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you did it? You don't know who owns the truck or anything?
Yeah, that's the only reason I did it.
Now, is this a hate crime?
No, it's just it's vandalism. It's stupid.
But it's
no, because the problem is everybody's entitled now. So everybody's
entitled. He's entitled not to to be a Biden.
No, they feel entitled. I didn't say it was legal for him to do it.
No, what I'm saying is, yes, he is. I feel he is entitled to his opinion that
absolutely
that Donald Trump is a piece of shit and Joe Biden is the best thing since sliced bread, which makes this man a what?
Moron.
Yes.
Moron.
Okay. So you went on the I could see you go on the passenger side and you left a big scrape on that side. And then I saw you do a circle in the parking lot and come back to it and then go to the.
The wife's walking away. The wife's like,
fuck this guy. I'm going to change. I'm calling a lawyer right now. I'm changing the locks. I don't even want him in the house.
I did.
Okay. She's already got a few dents and stuff on it, but she somehow knew that those were new scratches. And I could see like something black in your left hand.
Yeah. I won't.
Was it a key
I
or
did it.
Was it a key?
There is my key, Bob. Yeah.
Look at she's got her hands. Now she's got her hands
she's like,
on her
stop talking, you moron.
Evoke your right to silence. Shut the fuck up. He's nailed. I mean, they have multiple camera angles.
He lacks the ability to shut up, but he certainly has the capacity to.
Right. So she's got her hands on her hips.
Oh, okay. You know, be great.
Do you have that with you?
Beat him.
It's in the truck?
Yeah.
Do you have your ID with you as well?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just wanted to go on vacation. Yeah, fuck it all up.
And then their labradoodles circle. It's typical Democrats. So anyhow, so that's it. He's in trouble. Oh,
she's so mad. I wish you know what? I wish. God bless her for keeping her mouth shut.
Yeah.
Although I think at one point she should have said, stop talking. But because, I mean, they got it all on tape anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Or on foot. Like, they have the footage. So there's no need for him to really say anything other than.
Right.
I mean, he already said it was me.
They have his license plate.
Case closed.
Right. They got his license plate. They found out where he is. There's the truck. Yeah. They're going to get his key fob and find there's paint chips on the key fob.
Oh, it's probably got like big white chips in it, like, or whatever, like green chips.
Yeah.
God, what a dummy. Like, you have to, and I know we've talked about this several times on all of our podcasts. There are cameras everywhere. If you think about doing something stupid, everybody looks around like, oh, is there a camera? Yeah, there is. And guess what? They're not where you see them. They're not that visible. It's not like the old days where it was just a big old camera pointed at you. You know what? Like, just stop. Stop. Assume you're being filmed.
Dean says, it's better to stand there and look like a dumbass and open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, absolutely. At least he's not one of the 6% that's committing the 50% of the crime.
Oh, it's just another entitled schmuck. That's the bummer.
Duchess, I have to apologize to you, not for this whole episode and the way I lambasted you and laid in the woods waiting, drug you down an alley. But because I don't have your segment music, because I took my iPad upstairs and I don't have it with me. I'm so sorry.
Everybody can hum along.
All right. So here we go. It's the 2024 miles in 2024 challenge.
Correct. Let's see here. So I am up. I can't even read it.
Jesus. All right. Hang on. Let me tell you.
No, I can't even maximize this. Hang on.
All right. So the Duchess is at 682 miles.
82. Yes.
Josh is at 802 miles.
God damn it.
Looks like Josh has widened the gap just a tad.
Well, he's slowed down, actually, because of his procedures. So,
right.
But then again, I'm still trying to bounce back from being sick for the past 2 weeks.
So right, but
that
Duchess,
has not helped me.
I'm just going to tell you something. The pace right now, to be on pace to make it, is 663 miles. And you are not that far. I mean, you're about, I guess you're like 20 miles, not even 20 miles ahead of the pace.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll
so
pick
you're,
it back
you're
up.
There. Okay, yeah. So Josh, with his eye surgery.
He's half blind. He's still walking.
He's still blind. He's still
good for
smoking
him. He's,
Duchess.
He's had a lot of troubles. I don't, it is what it is. I am happy and proud of myself for this. So, because this was a challenge. I had done it 2 years back. I didn't make it last year. And by the time I realized I wanted to do it, it was kind of, there was no way I was going to catch up. So this year, you know, I feel like I'll be able to hit the halfway mark pretty soon. I'm not sure when, but soon. I'm hoping before June, but I've got a month to hit it. So I will clear 700 miles by this weekend. So I'll be getting there at that, because I do have a long hike Sunday, which I should be able to do. I tweaked my knee.
So. All right. So
I'm falling apart.
I sit there and I have no right to make fun of you whatsoever, because today I had to go to get a CAT scan.
Thanks, Jason.
Or a whatever the thing is, where you pull up your shirt and they shoot goo all over your belly and then they rub it.
Your
with
ultrasound. Yes.
Ultrasound. I got an ultrasound today. So to get there, I had to walk in. And normally, you know, just being around the house here with my bad knees, you know, limping around with a cane, I do about between 400 and 500 steps a day. This morning, I did like 800. And at one point, someone said to me, sir, are you okay? So I'm walking out. My knees are screaming. I'm like in a lot of pain. And the guy says to me, sir, can I get you a wheelchair?
Please. Can I help you?
So then I go.
Please let me help you.
Yeah. So now I'm embarrassed, right? Because I'm a man. I'm a man, damn it. I could do this.
I'm a man.
Because to be honest with you, there I saw a bench that I could walk up, sit down, catch my breath, let my knees scream, you know, stop screaming, and I could know, make it the rest of the way. So I said, no, I'm just going to go over here and wait. And he did. He went and got a wheelchair. He got someone wheelchair, and they came over and they wheeled me out to the front of the place.
Good. Well, no, I mean.
No, I got to get in better shape. Look, I got to start trying to move more. You know, like right now, to come back, like to go back upstairs, it's going. And tomorrow, I don't even know if I'll be able to walk, because that's how much it's going to hurt. Just bone on bone. But I'll tell you this: just the 40 something pounds I've lost so far has made a huge difference. Really has made
a
big difference.
So
we'll see what happens.
I'm really proud of you, John, because that's
Stop it. Stop it. You're doing 682 miles, and I'm sitting there breaking your balls because Josh is ahead of you.
I know.
But
look at you, you slump. Yeah,
I couldn't even do 682 steps, all right? You're doing miles, so.
I know. You're
as much as I break your balls, is because your competitiveness is what I'm breaking your balls about, not because of what you're doing. I'm very proud of you. You do an amazing job. So, but that's my job here, is to be the poke. That's my job.
Rah.
I saw I'm a grizzly bear.
I had to send you today.
I saw something in it says JM Synthetic says, you were mistaken for a jelly donut during the ultrasound. Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because they're, you know, she shoots the goo on you and then she starts rubbing around. And she stayed like on the...
She shoots the goo.
She shoots the goo on your belly.
She rubs the...
Oh, now I know. Now I know how hookers... Now I know how hookers feel. Not in the face. Just shoot the goo on my boobs.
Don't ruin my makeup.
Yeah. Not in the eyes. Anyhow.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
It's fine. No. I'll get it off.
I don't feel any shame at all.
Do you have a damp towel? Thank you. Anyhow. But she was like working. I think I have cancer. All right. I'm not, until they say I don't have cancer, I have a feeling that I have cancer. I don't know why. Because this stupid stone, I don't know what's going on with it. Like, oh, it won't move. And then all of a sudden I'll wake up and I'll have like a pain, like someone's tugging on my left nut. And then I'll have the tea colored pee for a while. And I have a feeling that this stone has like a jagged edge and it's going down. Yeah. It's like a diamond on glass.
It's not like a pearl. You haven't like worn it out and peed out a nice pearl.
No, I haven't.
Your pee pee pearl.
So she's in there and she's like, the pain is in my lower left side and she's working around the right side. And I'm like, oh my God, she sees a big tumor and she's measuring it. You know, so she's in there. I'm like, you spent a lot of time over there on the right hand side.
Yeah.
What's up with that? And she's like, oh no, that's where all your organs are. All of them? Yeah. She's like, well, your liver and all. I go, oh my God, my liver must be the size of Alaska. She goes, oh, I've seen bigger. Okay.
There you go.
So she goes through the whole thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, that's what I had done. So anyhow, that was my big thing today, was like trying to walk 800.
Well, at least they weren't like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Get any other tech in here. You know, like that's when you're like, what the fuck are you looking at?
Don't worry. I was watching her facial expressions like a hawk. You know me. I live for tell. So I'm watching her facial expressions and she's like, doo doo doo. Now I was waiting for her like one eyebrow to go up like, holy fuck, what is that?
They're pretty good. I mean, they're pretty good at holding their face. Right. But yeah, like you said, I do stare. Well, first of all, there's nothing else to look at. So you either stare at the ceiling like I'm pretending I'm not even here. Speaking of which, did they have anything nice on the ceiling tile?
I did do the walk of shame. No, there
wasn't. The sticky walk of shame.
I did this walk. I told you about the time I had to do the stress test for my heart. Mm. So what they do is they give you this medicine and it makes your heart start beating faster and faster and faster. Yep. It's called a chemical stress test.
Yeah.
So they give you this stuff, and your heart starts, and once it gets to a certain stop, they shoot the goo on you, and they start going over. And it's like 10 people in there, and they're rubbing it all around. They're taking pictures and all. And
like, normally they pay money for this, but.
And the doctor's in there, and he's watching it, and he's like, so they go, and so when it was done, they go, okay. And they all walk out of the room, and I'm just laying there with. Shit.
Sticky, shit. Naked, right. Confused.
Yeah, I didn't shave my chest hair, so it's all matted down, and I'm like...
You look like that nasty bear that Louis sent you a picture of.
I look like the nasty bear. No, Wing Wong. Was it Wing Wong or Louise? I forget.
No,
Louis sent me the picture, yeah, with the bear with the cum on its chest.
Oh, here you go. So, John got glazed.
Yeah, I got glazed. So they all walk out of the room, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, someone's going to come
back.
Did
I get a towel?
Yeah, nothing, so... I throw my legs off the side of the thing and I stand up and I walk. I go over and I get some paper towels
over,
and I
sadly
and I'm wiping my chest down and all.
It's like the Incredible Hulk, like the music at the end, like that sad.
Yeah.
So, sorry, kids, if you don't know that one, you gotta. Yeah,
I put
it.
My shirt back on and I'm sitting there. So finally, I'm like, well, is anybody coming back? So then, I walk
Hello?
Out. I stick my head out. I go, are we done? Oh yeah, we're finished. Okay.
We're finished with you.
Yeah. You can go. Okay. Thanks. Bye. Not even a love you. Nothing.
Not even I'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah. Good God.
Here's some cab fare. I left a 20 on the nightstand.
James. His heart started pumping and his flagpole went up. No, thank God. How embarrassing would that be?
All of a sudden
it gave you, and you didn't realize it gave you an erection. Jesus.
You just see the
gown go, ooh. Raise up.
And the nurse is like, put that away.
The nurse comes over and flicks the end of it. Put that away. Ow. God. Damn it.
Flicks it. Oh, that's hot. Oh, my goodness. John's saying, okay.
Mike says, John laying there like a chick post after the filming of Bustin' Bukkake number 3.
Hot.
I'm so embarrassed. The humiliation. All right, everybody.
Goodness.
I think we've done it all. I think we've said it all.
We've said a lot.
We certainly have said a lot.
Can you play that one 10-second clip from Twitter?
I'm sorry. I did forget that. Because
Mike asked if we had any voicemails.
No. I checked and it said did not go through. Whatever you sent did not go through, Mike. Like, I don't know if you try to drop something in there. So I don't know. But
as everybody knows, when I heard it on Twitter today,
Donald Trump is in New York City, and he's going through the trial over Stormy Daniels, which is bullshit because if they locked up every guy that paid off a slut not to tell his wife that he had sex with her, we couldn't build enough fucking jails. But here we go. Mike, I'm sorry. Mike, if you want to do, just maybe drop it in Discord, and I'll pick it up there. It doesn't have to go to the voicemail. If you have something that it's a file that's not working, just drop it right into Discord, and then I'll use it from there. I appreciate it.
So Mr. Decaf said she already signed off saying he didn't in court years ago, he thought.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Again. Yeah. And she signed an NDA. All right. So now they're trying to take something that is past the, what's that thing called when you can't try someone?
Statute of limitations.
Statute of limitations. Thank you, Duchess.
You're welcome.
It's past the statute of limitations. They trumped up some charges.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Snorton. I got it.
They got some trumped up charges. So every day he shows up at the courthouse. And today or yesterday or maybe both days, there's a bunch of construction workers across the street. And they are yelling, like, USA, we want Trump. So one of the reporters went over, and the reporter goes over there and asked one of the construction workers, about Trump. So what we have here is the interview.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
Fuck you.
Best interview I've heard so far. That's it.
Well, sir, you better not be parking your truck in any Piggly Wiggly anytime soon, because some guy will scratch your truck with his key fob.
I just love it. What do you think of Joe Biden? What would you say to Joe Biden? Fuck you. It's like so New York. It's like such an attitude right now, and not for nothing. Those union guys in New York, they are not happy.
Bob says, I'm late. Start over. Sorry, Bob, but you're going to like this show.
Yeah, you got to go back to your got to go back and listen segment. To this. Mr. Decaf says, that's my people.
That's my people. It is. That's right.
Now check your DMs on Discord, please.
I will.
Send something.
All right. I wonder if I get... No, I got to start it up because I turned all that stuff off because I didn't want any kind of notifications.
Because you don't want to hear bleep, bleep.
Right. Next week, we will find out whatever Mike sent us. I appreciate that. Hey, listen. Mike's doing all the heavy lifting here. We have a phone number. It is 856-477-1935 or 1935, however you want to do it. You can leave us a voicemail. You can send us a text. You can tell us what you liked, what you didn't like. You got a joke. I'll tell it.
Let's know about the Jimmy. How's the Jimmy been? Been kind of quiet.
The Jimmy has been kind of quiet. He called me the other day. The Jimmy's very upset with Joe Biden because of the price of gas. The price of gas is going through the roof.
It is.
And he is very, very upset with this. Matter of fact, he's trying to find a very reliable rice burner, as he calls it, a Japanese car.
Fucking Jimmy. One of them rice burners.
I guess I'm going to have to get a rice burner. It's going to look like the 70s all over again. Here we go. That fucking asshole.
Got to save some money.
Starts a goddamn war over in the Middle East, and next thing you know, gas prices are going through the fucking roof. What's he care? He don't pay for fucking gas. That asshole can't even fucking drive.
He can't even fucking walk.
Right.
He can't even read a teleprompter. That was the best. That has flown around.
That's right. Four more years. Single bit. Pause.
I'm like, come on, Ron Burgundy. Chill the fuck out.
Can you see that it's the people that are there? They're just putting their hand in their head. They're just shaking. Oh, my God. This fucking moron. Now, this guy, like the guy that scratched the car, All right. He is going to vote for it. Look, ladies and gentlemen.
That's who he's voting for. You're right.
Can I just have a moment with you? Now, I don't think there's that many people that are Democrats that listen to this show. I doubt it. But if you are seriously thinking of voting for Joe Biden after you watch this.
Why?
What can your eyes tell you that would even make it? This guy can't drive a car. He can't walk on a stage. He can't speak sentences.
And
And you know something? You filthy motherfuckers, you assholes that are going to vote for Joe Biden, how dare you, you elder abusers, let this man go into retirement, let him go and mumble and walk around and drag chairs up and down the beaches. Do not give this man 4 more years of work. If you like this guy,
there you go.
Like you say, if you support this gentleman, do not make him work another 4 years. Don't put him through the indignity of us watching him go through this mental.
To slowly take us down. That's the problem. Dean says it's because he's not Trump.
Well,
that's why people are going to vote for him, because they don't want to vote for Trump.
Okay. All right. I understand.
That's going to make it better. But
if you look, I'm not the biggest Trump
vote
fan.
Vote for Kennedy then. Fuck. Not that I think he's much
all right.
better, but Jesus.
Okay. You know what? Yeah, vote for Kennedy. If you've got Trump and you got Kennedy and you got Biden, and you look at those three and say, Joe Biden's your guy, you really have a mental issue. There's a problem. Your elevator don't go to the top floor.
And you know about elevators.
Fucking moron.
Yeah.
An idiot. I mean, a stone-cold, window-licking retard. All right?
I don't know if you made that crystal clear, but yes.
The fact that you are going to sit there and elect that man and make him go through 4 more years of the indignity that he's going through and more mental decline. He'll never make it another 4 years. Never,
no,
never,
won't.
Never.
Well, it's watch. It's like you said, it's he. You can seriously watch him physically and mentally rot on stage. You can just see it. He's unavailable. He can't talk to the press. He can't communicate. He can't walk. All he can do is walk around eating ice cream. When they're pushing him around, they got a hand on his shoulder. He sniffs a little. He's still approaching children. It's ugh.
Duchess, JM Synthetics. Is that Josh?
Yes.
Is that
it's Jason. It's Jason.
Okay.
It's the not Josh.
It's not the Josh. Okay. Jason, I love that slogan. No vote is better than a Joe vote. That's a yard sign. A no vote is better than a Joe vote.
They should chant that at the college.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right. Right now, I think we've done it all. I think we've said it all. And I don't have our outgoing music because I didn't bring my
iPad. It's on the iPad?
It's on the iPad upstairs. And I didn't.
Oh, wow.
As I went to go touch a sound effect today, I went like this with my finger, and I looked over, and there was no iPad. And I went, fuck, forgot my iPad.
Oops.
Not Josh is signing off.
Aw, see?
Jason, I'm sorry. It's hard. Josh, Jason.
He can't get anybody.
There's one guy who's a podcaster. There's three of them. There's a Josh.
Nick.
Nick and somebody else. Not Josh, someone else. I can never remember who's who. I can't.
It's not you. Every time.
It's not you. It's me. It's me. I'm heading on. I'm on a down. I'm like the very top of the hill.
Starting to Joe Biden.
Joe is halfway down the hill. Well, he's 3/4 of the way down the hill and picking up speed. All right. Yeah. Devin from heaven this week. It was a crazy day, and Devin didn't send me anything. I guess they're up there having a party up there or something. I don't know what.
I don't know where Nick is. Patriot Nick? No idea.
Not Patriot Nick. There's another guy. These are podcasters. Yeah. These are Discord nitwits.
Sounds like. Yeah, right. That these were two different podcasters.
Josh, Jake, and Nick. Josh, Jake, and Nick. I can never get them right.
They're the same person to John. Like, they're all the same guy. Because every time he comes in, you go, oh, are you
are you Josh or Nick?
And he goes, Josh or Nick. Jake. And like, I'm Jake. God damn it. Like, he gets so busy. But everybody has, like, bizarre names. So it's not like that's their name. It's just made-up Discord name it is.
Sometimes I do it on purpose. Sometimes I do it on purpose, just for the comedic.
Oh, because then they're all like, yeah, yo, man, you don't know nothing. And you're just like, mwah. Push the button.
And listen, if you're a fan of the show and you're listening and you know somebody else that might enjoy it, could you tell them? Let's say, listen, don't say anything, but I think there's a podcast that you might like. There's some old fucking guy who screams and yells, and he's got a really nice co-host. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? We can do this real quick. Is the TNA podcast.
Yes.
Duchess is going to be on there, episode 69. Me, I'm not going to be there. We tried to make it where we could do a crossover episode, but unfortunately, where they live,
they have
no internet. I can't believe in the United States of America.
We're so lucky. Yeah.
That there's still places that don't have internet. That blows my fucking mind. So we tried it, it doesn't work. So Duchess is going to call in on the phone. And listen, they don't want me. They don't want another fat.
It's only for a few minutes. I'm not going to be on long.
They don't want another pervert on the show.
Prevert.
I mean, yeah, they don't need that. They just want the Duchess because when we were doing it, because I said, hey, you know what? Why don't we turn the cameras off and that might save some bandwidth and we might be able to do this. And they're like, oh, no, we want to see the Duchess. I was like,
it was kind of creepy. Yee. It was kind of funny. Mm. Ah. I was not expecting that response. I was like,
yes,
okay.
Jason, the TNA is short for tits and ass. Can't get one by you, boy. Try to sneak that one over the corner.
Well, the problem is if he's listening, all it's quick. So it sounds like TNA instead of T and A because we don't, really enunciate well sometimes.
Yeah, even Dean. I can't believe Dean doesn't have internet. Like everybody has internet around him.
Oh, my God.
But he doesn't have internet?
Yeah, he's a hot mess. He's just like these guys. So here, this is the TNA, T&A podcast. I dropped the link. If you're on Facebook or Twitch, the link will be in there.
Yeah, check them out.
And then you can follow them on their socials and download their podcast. They're funny. They're funny guys.
They're funny. Yeah. They're funny in a way that they're not political. Apparently
it's not their thing.
It's not their thing, but apparently whatever I say upsets them.
No, I don't think it upsets them. I think they do. I think
I meant
that
to ask
they
them.
Do disagree.
They disagree? You think?
I don't. I think there's some of your viewpoints that they don't always agree on, but they don't. One of the things on their podcast, they just don't discuss it.
I would love to know what they disagree about. The thing about the transgender, the thing about Joe Biden.
Oh, no, he put a comment up earlier.
I know. I don't know if he's still here. Well, they're probably doing their show by now. Because it's almost.
Well, they're streaming Sunday. They'll be doing it. They'll be doing the call in on Sunday.
Yeah, but they don't stream. They can't stream. They can't.
They're going to do a live call in show on Sunday.
Oh my God!
But it's gonna be. But it's audio. They're gonna call in. They're not streaming it. But it's gonna be. They're gonna be recording it.
So when I say they can't stream, and you said they're streaming, they're not streaming.
I'm not. They're recording.
They're recording. Okay.
They're recording. But they're going to do it as people can call in at that opportunity while they're recording.
Okay. So, got that, people?
Yeah. They got it. Don't
okay. me. They're not streaming. They're recording.
Oh, for
but you can
sake.
Call in for their stream that's not a stream.
Oh, fuck off.
Just say. All right, everybody.
Thank you
so much, Duchess. Thank you for being such an understanding co-host. And now you know why Bob and Deuce hate me. All right. We'll talk to you next week.
I tolerate you.
Bye.
No music, but join us in Discord.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.